Hey, this is Greg Sanders. Thanks for listening today. It's our hope that this message will help you connect to God, grow in His Word, and serve the kingdom in a greater capacity. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
So thankful you're here this morning. I believe that God's got a word for you today. We're in this series called Praying. What kind of prayers? Bold prayers. Not praying wimpy prayers, our sissy prayers, our generic prayers. We're praying bold prayers. And our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. And about a month ago, we pushed pause on this series, and we left, and we talked about changing your world. And I hope you're still praying over your three friends that you are asking the Lord to help you change their world. If you don't know what that's about, come see me. I'd love to tell you about our Change Your World focus we talked about. But today, we're back on praying bold prayers, and we're back on our theme verse, and you were saying it so loudly that I was afraid that you would forget how to say this scripture boldly with me, but I think you remember how. So just prove it to me by saying Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. It's going to be on the screen for you. Let's go. Your mark is set. Go. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. Three things we're talking about that scripture. Number one, He says for us to come to the throne of God boldly. Come to God's presence with this reality. I have been invited. I can have confidence that I'm welcome there. Number two, realize the God you serve is a gracious God. He's not a stingy God. He's not a God that's mad at you. He's not a God that's withholding things from you. He's not playing keep away with His blessings for you. It says He's a gracious God. Then it reminds us there. Where's there? There in His presence. There in our time of prayer. There when we come boldly before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There we will receive grace and we will receive mercy in the moments that we need it most. If you're in a moment today that you think I need the grace of God and the help of God like never before, friends, that's just the type of moments that God loves to show up in. So we're praying bold prayers. And today I want to talk about how to stretch your prayer, how to expand your prayer. I think the first prayer that I learned how to pray that I remember, I'm not just going to say it's the first one I learned how to pray, but the first one I remember praying. The first prayer I remember praying sounded something like this. God is good. God is great. Let us thank Him for our food. Amen. Anybody know that prayer? I prayed that prayer a lot. As a matter of fact, I became skillfully speedy at saying that prayer. More than once, my parents would look at me and they said, Greg, you said that prayer so fast, I'm not sure God even heard what you said. But, you know, I just wanted to get on with the next thing, which was always stuffing my face with food. I'm happy to report to you that my prayer has been stretched a little bit beyond that. But how many would just confess, sometimes that your prayer life can get stuck in a rut. Sometimes your prayer life can get to a place where you feel like, you know, I'm not sure if I'm praying like I need to pray. I'm not sure if my prayer is all that bold. And so today I want to talk about how to expand or how to stretch the prayers you're praying. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse number 9, very familiar prayer that we're going to read about this morning, about a guy named Jabez. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Here's his prayer. Jabez cried out to the Lord, the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. Keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Here's some really great news. And God granted his request. Aren't you glad that we serve a God who grants our request, who answers our prayers? Father, we love you today. I thank you for every person in the room this morning. I'm thankful that you're here to speak to us. You're here to change us. You're here to encourage us. You're here to strengthen us. You're here to, Lord, add your hand upon our lives. You're here to give us grace and mercy in moments we need it most. So, Father, I pray you'll do that today. Help me to speak what you want spoken. Help us to hear what the Holy Spirit wants us to hear. And we'll give you thanks for it. Everybody in the room said amen. So Jabez, the prayer of Jabez, that's what we just read. Probably one of the most famous prayers in all of Scripture. There's been people that have written books about it. They've life groups have studied it for weeks on end. Chances are you've read the book, you've heard the prayer, you've done the study. Maybe while you are reading Chronicles and the daily reading plan, you're reading about all the lineage of the genealogy, and all of a sudden this prayer stuck right in the middle. Maybe that's what caught your attention. So many people are familiar with this prayer, but this prayer, I believe this is a stretching prayer. It's a bold prayer. It's a prayer. I mean, Jabez prays his Lord. He prays, Lord, enlarge my territory. He's basically saying, Lord, stretch my life. Make me bigger than I am. Give me more than what I have. Give me more than what I should expect on my own. This prayer that we're going to pray this morning, it's a stretching prayer. Matter of fact, that's what makes it a bold prayer, is that it's a stretching prayer. Jabez, he cried out to the God of Israel. I want to just bring that out this morning, that he didn't just wish his life would get better. Did you know there's a difference between praying and wishing? Man, I wish somebody would change. I wish that person would get saved. I wish my job would get better. I wish my health would get better. I wish my finances would get better. I wish this would change. Jabez didn't wish his life would get better. He prayed his life would get better. He didn't just work to make his life better, though I'm not against that. He prayed this bold prayer. He didn't just scheme or cheat or try to sneak into a better life. He prayed that God would make a difference in his life. And I love those words, that God heard and answered his prayer. Jabez knew, listen to this morning, he knew that the plight of his life was not determined by the power he had within himself, but rather was determined by the limitless power of the God he served. And friends, the same is true for you. So this morning, I'm just praying, God, stretch our stakes a little bit bigger this morning. Stretch our faith this morning. Stretch what we believe this morning. Stretch what we believe is possible this morning. God, stretch me beyond myself. If you're going to put today's bold prayer in one sentence, that would be the prayer this morning. God, stretch me beyond where I am today. You know, as a kid, there was a toy I asked for repeatedly that I never got. If you want to say, oh, that would be a great place. Oh. I asked for it repeatedly. You know how you know you had a great childhood? When you can remember more about what you didn't get than what you did get, right? And so the fact that I didn't get it lets you know, I just tell you, I got plenty, I got a lot. But one of the things I asked for over and over again that I never received was this guy right here. Does anybody know who this guy is? Wow, y'all are amazing. His name is Stretch Armstrong. And do you know what Stretch does? He stretches 4 times his own size. It allows him, if you've seen the cartoon, he can reach up skyscrapers and rescue people. He can reach across the street and grab a baby out of the road that's about to get run over. He can stretch himself and become a rubber band to stop a car that's about to run into a building. He is amazing because he can stretch beyond himself. I read the prayer of Jabez. You know what Jabez was praying? God, just stretch me beyond myself. Stretch me beyond my own ability. I'm praying this morning, God, as a church, would you just stretch us beyond our own ability? So God, what does Jabez teach us about stretching beyond our own ability? Well, here's a few things Jabez teaches us. Number one is we have to learn, if we're going to stretch beyond our own ability, we must learn to raise our expectations. Jabez, his name came from verse number 9. His mother named him Jabez, meaning, I gave birth to him in pain. Let me ask you, how many of you have ever been through a season of pain? Right? Season of sickness, a season of loss. I'm not talking about you had a bad day or you had a one-day incident. I'm talking about a season of pain. Maybe someone you loved or cared for went through a season of sickness. Maybe they passed away. Maybe you went through a season of losing multiple people in your life. Maybe you were alive in 2020 and went through a season where you didn't know what to believe and everyone around you was getting sick and all this stuff. That it's amazing what we call normal today, right? That's really abnormal because of this last year that's going on in our life. But if you're gonna stretch beyond who you are, as you must raise your expectations. I mean, have you ever had a nickname that was unbecoming? Well, if so, your nickname, surely it wasn't as bad as Jabez. I mean, Jabez, his name meant the causer of pain. Whenever Jabez walked into a room, they would say, here comes that trouble causer. I mean, people would say, he is such a pain. I mean, Jabez is such a pain. Every time you said his name, that's what they were saying. He is such a pain. He was known by pain. Maybe this morning you feel like your whole life is known by pain. You can't even remember the good things of life because all you ever hear, all you ever see, the only thing that people ever bring up or that comes out of your mouth is all the pain of your life. But friends, Jabez didn't allow his life to be defined by the pain he went through, but instead he allowed it to be defined by the power of the God he served. What is defining your life today? The pain you're in or the God you serve? See, here's the deal. If you will let your life be defined by the God you serve instead of the pain you're in, you'll discover that God has a way of redefining your life no matter what your name is. Jabez was known as the son or the causer of pain, but when you read his prayer, we find out now he's known by the person of blessing. Jabez prayed a prayer, and we know God granted his request. His life is not known by the pain he had, it's known by the blessing he received. And your life can be the same way if you'll learn to lift your expectations beyond what people have said about you to what God has said about you. See, God's in the habit of redefining people. You can look in the New Testament. There was a guy named Peter. And if you know, his name was actually Simon. When we're first introduced to him, Jesus started calling him Peter. And if you know anything about, let's call him Simon Peter. Well, I don't get this confused anymore. But if you know anything about him, he was not stable, right? I liked what our speaker said Wednesday night. He had foot and mouth disease. I never had heard that before, but that's what that pretty good description of Peter. He was always saying things too quick, acting without thought. He was not the most stable person that was following Jesus, but yet Jesus said, from now on, I'm going to call you Peter because you're going to become a rock of the early church. You're going to become steadfast in your pursuit of me. You're going to be someone who the church can look to, and you're going to be one of the leaders of the early church. God redefined him. You can look at a guy in the Old Testament whose name is Abram. We look at him as being one of the fathers of our faith, and yet Abram, his name meant this, elevated father. But yet God said, I'm going to name you something else. I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham, which means the father of, what, many nations. And all of a sudden, the guy that had no sons, he's identified by God as the one who's going to have many sons. God redefined him. He didn't let his life stay defined by his pain, but rather he grabbed hold of what God's blessing was. I want you to know this morning that maybe you identify more with your pain, but God wants you to start identifying with his promises today. There's a song out right now, and I've been asking our worship leader to add it to the song list, and I just don't have any pull with her, but maybe if you will help her, there's a song out. It's called A Better Word. Have you heard that song? Let me just read a few of the lyrics. It says, he's rewriting my history. He covers me with destiny. He's making all things right by the precious blood of Christ. That's the God we serve. He doesn't label us by our pain, but he elevates us according to his promises, and he can do that in your life as well. Number two, raise your expectations of God, but number two, expand your efforts to honor him. Let's hit reverse. Look at verse number 9. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Now, there's some people that think I can live what I want to, live how I want to, do what I want to do, say what I want to say, act how I want to act, and God will bless me the same. Then why did God point out that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers? Came from the same family, had the same opportunity, same talents, but yet Jabez was more honorable. Why? Because he decided, I'm going to honor God. pain or no pain, I'm honoring God. If God answers a prayer, did you notice this? Jabez was honorable before God answered his prayer, not because God answered his prayer. Right? I just bring all that up to say this. We have an equal opportunity as believers to honor God. And Jabez didn't honor God to try to earn God's blessings. How many know you can't earn God's blessing? Every blessing you got is not because you earned it, it's because Jesus earned it on the cross. So there's no earning. But here's what Jabez did, was he put himself in a blessable position. Did you know you can live a life that is blessable or a life that is unblessable? You don't get to determine how God is going to bless you, but you can put yourself in a place where you're blessable. In Matthew 25, Jesus tells the story of a master who went on a trip, and he left behind three guys in charge. And to one person he gave 5 talents, 5 sums of money. To another guy he gave 2 sums of money. To another guy he gave 1 sum of money. You guys know this parable Jesus taught. The guy with 5 invested it, earned 5 more. The guy with 2 invested it, earned 2 more. The guy with 1 was terrified. He was fearful. He was faithless. And so what he did, he took the 1 sum of money he had, he buried it in the ground. When you bury what God gives you, that's a waste. Right? The master came back. The guy who had given 5 and earned 5, the master said, hey, fantastic job. Well done. Good and faithful. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Come and enter my kingdom. The guy with 2 had the same positive response, but the guy with 1 talent that had wasted what God had given and came back and begins to insult his master and said, I know you're the guy that's reaped where you haven't sown, and you're the guy that's harvested where you didn't work, and so I knew you were mean. I know you were, a tyrant, all these things, and so here's what you gave me. And did you notice what Jesus said the master did? The master took what was the 1 talent from the guy who had wasted his opportunity, and what did he do with it? He gave it to the guy who had been given 5 and earned 5 more. Did you pick up on that? He gave it to that guy, not because the guy who had been given 5 and earned 5 deserved it. No, but he was blessable. He was faithful. He was a good steward. He didn't earn what was taken from the one, but God gave it to him anyway because he was blessable. Listen, when we decide to honor God, what we're doing is we're living a life that we're not earning God's blessing, but we're putting ourselves where we are blessable. I don't know what God is going to do in your life when you decide to honor him, but here's what I know. There's no telling what God will do in your life when you decide to honor him. So let's live our lives in a way that is blessable by him. E.M. Bounds, if you ever want your prayer life challenged, just go pick up any book by E.M. Bounds on prayer. And here's a quote from one of his books. He says, the stream of prayer cannot rise higher than the fountain of living. What does that mean? That means when I bow my knee, or if I sit around my table or whatever, and I'm having my time of bold prayer, understand my bold prayer, my prayer time doesn't end when I say amen. But all of my life, Brother Mark, all of my life, 24/7 is a prayer unto God. 24/7 I'm honoring God. And the Bible says when I decide to honor him, that fuels my prayer life. It fuels my prayer. That's when the Bible says the prayer of a righteous is powerful. It's effective. It moves mountains. It does the impossible. Did you notice the Bible does not say that the prayer of an unrighteous person is powerful? 1 Peter says that husbands, I know y'all wish I'd leave this out, but husbands, in a similar way, live with your lives with your wives with understanding. Honor your wives as those who share in God's life-giving kindness. Listen to this. So that nothing will interfere with your prayers. The psalmist said, if I had regarded iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. Jabez was more honorable than all of his brothers. He didn't earn God's blessing, but he put himself in a place to be blessable. And this morning, part of the way that God is going to stretch us, You know what the instructions say about stretch? That he's not indestructible. So I'm stretching him easy. But the way that God stretches us is when we decide, God, I want to stay in a place that honors you. Third this morning, how does God stretch us? He stretches us as we fight our pain in prayer. Jabez prayed this kind of prayer. Lord, I pray you'll keep me. And I pray you'll free me from pain. I pray you'll keep me from harm so that I'll be free from pain. There's prayers I want to introduce you to this morning. Not you don't already know them, but there's one type of prayer that I'm going to call a responsive prayer. And what I mean by that is you pray in response to what's going on in your life. Jabez, part of his prayer is what I'm going to call a responsive prayer. Right? Every time he turned around, someone was reminding him of his pain. Not just pain he endured, but pain that he caused. How many ever caused someone pain without meaning to? That's a horrible feeling. And here, every time Jabez turns around, he's not just being reminded of the pain in his life. He's been reminded of the pain that he caused someone else. And so Jabez begins to pray, Lord, keep me from harm. Keep me from being a causer of harm. Keep me from being my life defined by harm. Can I tell you this morning, when you find yourself harmed by life, when you find yourself in a painful place in life, then pray a responsive prayer. Pray a prayer that says, God, I'm taking what has come to my life and I'm responding to it with prayer. Let me ask you this question. How are you responding to the pain in your life? Some people respond when pain is put on them. What do? They cause pain to someone else. You ever heard the phrase, hurting people hurt people? Some of you got people in your life that's been hurting you. You know why they're hurting? Because they're hurt. Right? How do you respond when pain comes your way? Do you become a pain inflictor to others? Or do you take that pain in prayer? Someone's already quoted the scripture this morning, but now, the psalmist says that God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in times of trouble. Every time I read that scripture, I'm just so thankful that Psalms 46 doesn't say that God is our absent help in times of trouble. I'm thankful that he's been my past help, and I'm thankful he's going to be my present help. But most of all, I'm just thankful that he's my present help right now, that when I pray, I can be rest assured that he's here to help me. Did you know that God answers responsive prayers? That when you take your point of pain to him, that he responds to that? In Acts chapter 12, verse number 5, there's these concerning words that says that Peter was kept in prison. But then there's these encouraging words. But the church earnestly prayed for him. And what happened when the church responded to the prayer? I'll tell you what happened. The person who was in prison got out of prison because someone prayed a responsive prayer in their moment of pain. So if you're in a moment of pain today, don't let your pain drive you away from God. I could preach there for the next 25 minutes. How many people have you known that when life got hard, instead of running to God, they walked away from God? Megan told me I was going to preach this someday. It's not in my notes, but here we go. Our youngest daughter, 3 years old, she's got a boo-boo on her hand. And she wants to share it with you. She wants you to see it. It was pretty bad, pretty bad. It's getting better. And so Megan put a Band-Aid on it. I wanted to put a Band-Aid on it. And here was her words to Megan. It hurts. Let's put a Band-Aid on it when it gets better. That's how some people are with God. Well, I'll just come to God when I get better. Let me ask you this question. How's that working for you? Right? Don't run from God when pain comes. Run to God when pain comes. Respond to pain in your life with prayer. But Jabez's life, it wasn't just a responsive prayer. His prayer wasn't just a responsive prayer. His prayer was also what I'm going to call a proactive prayer. Because he didn't just pray, God, free me from my pain. He also prayed, God, stretch me. God, enlarge my territory. He believed that God could not just free his life from pain, but God could fill his life with promise. You know, Hebrews chapter 11 says this, that without faith it's impossible to please God, for anyone who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a, what's this next word? He's a what? The God you serve is a what? So when I pray, I should expect, because the God I serve is a rewarder. Friends, did you understand? If you pray without expecting something, you are discounting the God that you serve. You're denying his identity, that he says, I am a God who rewards those who call upon me. So Jabez believed, I'm going to call upon God. I'm going to respond to the pain with prayer, but I'm also going to pray for the future. See, let me define this for you this way. Responsive prayers are in response to a need in our life, but proactive needs are in response to a promise in our life. At some point, we've got to move our prayer life from just being about our needs and start letting our prayer life be about God's promises. Let me ask you, if I were to ask you to write down for me the last 10 prayers you prayed, are they all in response to needs? And listen, I'm not saying that's evil. I'm not saying that's less. I'm not saying that's bad. Pray responsive prayers, right? I just spent a good 3 to 5 minutes. I don't know how long I spent telling you that. But we also need to pray some stretching prayers. If I were to take a survey this morning, if I were to ask you to identify to me the most stretching time of your life, when's the part of your life when you learn the most from God? When's the part of your life where you experienced the power of God, you felt closer to God, your life changed? If I were to ask you to answer me those questions, how many would say, Pastor, that the moments I discovered God the most, when I look back, those are the hardest moments of my life? Would you say that? God stretched me. It was hard. I would say that. Did you know the second amazing thing about Stretch Armstrong? The first amazing thing is this: he can stretch 4 times his size. Here's the second amazing thing: he always goes back to his original condition. When our life is defined by reactive, responsive prayers only, yes, God stretches us and we discover him, but something happens. The crisis is over and we go back to normal. But if you'll learn to pray a Jabez type of prayer, a prayer where I'm not just praying about my problems, but I'm also praying about the promises, you know what happens? God doesn't just stretch us and then we return, but proactive prayers, God stretches us, but in the process, he develops us into someone more than we were ever before, because now our prayer life is not dependent upon our problems. It's tied to God's promises. Well, Pastor, what does some proactive prayers sound like? Well, for Jabez, it's really simple. He says, Lord, just stretch me. God, just stretch my tent stakes. Enlarge my territory. You know, he was actually, many scholars believe that Jabez was praying this prayer in response to the people of God taking the promised land. But do you remember when the people of God, when Joshua led the people of God into the promised land, they all didn't just pack their bags and leave, right? They had to possess the land little by little. They had to root out the enemies, evil by evil. And Jabez, when he's praying this prayer, he's actually praying this: Lord, just help me stretch out and take hold of what you've already provided. Let me possess what you've already promised. Friends, what if our prayer was simple? God, help us possess what you've already promised. Let us take hold of the land you've already given us today. It's not that you're trying to talk God out of something he doesn't want to give you. You're just simply trying to take a hold of what God's already promised you. Amen? I don't know about you, but that changes the way I pray. So I'm praying, here's some proactive prayers. Lord, when Jesus was here, he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor of man and with God. Lord, why don't you grow my kids that same way? Lord, grow them. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you. I didn't even get out of bed yet today, but Lord, just stretch me. I understand I have the potential to honor you today, so help me. Lord, you said if any of us lacks wisdom, we could pray and that you would answer us in James 1. So Lord, I just pray right now before I even get started today, I just pray for wisdom. I just confess that I am wise beyond my years. I am more educated than the diploma on my wall. Amen? I'm more equipped than my experiences. And so are you through the Lord. Pray for peace in your household. Isaiah said that you'll keep in perfect peace those whose mind are stayed upon you. Just begin to find some promises of God and proclaim them over your life. I want to ask you to bow your heads this morning. Jabez teaches us that our life does not have to be lived at the mercy of our circumstances, but can be elevated by the mercy and the promises of God. And we access that mercy, and we claim those promises the same way he did, with a bold prayer. He says, Lord, stretch me. Don't just stretch me to meet my circumstances, stretch me beyond my circumstances. Don't just stretch me to meet the solution of my pain, Lord, stretch me to take hold of the promises you have for me. Today you're seated here. You say, Pastor, the Lord is challenging me right now to stretch for his promises. Holy Spirit's convicting you. You've been settling instead of stretching. So that's me, Pastor. I just want to include you in a stretching prayer. Would you just lift a hand real quick? That's me, Pastor. I've been settling instead of stretching today. Amen? 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 Amen. I want to ask you to join me all across this room by standing. I got 1 minute left. Can I take three? When we were pastoring our last church, there's a gentleman on our church board who was making fun of me one day because I bent over. Brother Steve, I bent over to grab something. And I said, oh! And he laughed at me. He wasn't twice my age, but he was a lot older than I was. About twice my size in ways that aren't that flattering. He said, Preacher, you can't touch your toes? I said, no, I can't touch my toes. And this senior adult, out of shape, guy bent over and touched his toes with ease. I said, how did you do that? And he looked at another guy who was in about as bad a shape as he was. He said, he can do it too. I said, what? And all of a sudden, half the men in the room bent down and touched their toes with ease. I said, what is going on? He says, well, we all work at the same place. And every morning, and they've all worked there same for the same place for like 20 years. And part of their morning routine, first thing before they can sling a hammer or put in whatever, the first thing they have to do every morning is stretches. And all of a sudden, these people that you couldn't think could bend over, like a lot more stretchable than, you know how they got in that condition? By doing it every day. Don't underestimate what your persistent, promise-grabbing prayer can do in your life. If you'll commit, I'm not just going to pray this prayer one day, but I'm going to pray this prayer every day. God will stretch you in ways that you'll never believe, and he'll stretch you in a way that you don't go back. Amen? I don't want to be the person that can stretch for a season and go back. I want to be the person that God develops into someone greater than I am, bigger than I am, more, know what I am. So that's why I want to pray for every person who lifted their hands this morning. The rest of us today, would you just join me in this prayer? God, stretch us as a church. Stretch us to reach people we've never reached before. Stretch us to love people we've never loved before. Stretch us to make an impact we've never had before. And God, I pray for our friends today who lifted their hands saying, Lord, I've been settling instead of stretching. Maybe I've been comfortable surviving my last hardship instead of reaching towards my next promise. God, I pray today you will just give them a divine unsettling to continue to stretch for everything you've already promised them. Lord, it's not that they're stretching for something new. It's not that they're stretching for something that's never been heard of before. They're stretching to what your word already says they can have. And so I pray today as they continue to believe, as they continue to not just pray responsive prayers to their problems, but they pray proactive prayers according to your promises. God, I pray you'll stretch them. I pray that you'll amaze them. I pray that the testimony of their life will be like Jabez, that the Lord granted their request. God, I pray in 2021 you continue to stretch us to be the people you've called us to be. Stretch us to be the church you've called us to be. Stretch us to be the movement of people you've called us to be in Cabot, Arkansas and around the world. And we'll give you the glory now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you receive that word today, why don't you give the Lord a hand clap today. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your word. God bless you.
Hello, this is Greg Sanders, pastor of the Assembly here in Cabot. I want to say thanks for listening today. If you are ever in the Cabot area, we'd love to have you join us for a service. For service times, check out our webpage at theassemblycabot.com. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great day, and God bless.